up here.
Right,
so
right. Tell
all your family and friends about the Animal World Pets of the Week. And if you're interested in any of these kids or Oreo, you can call the Kent Shelter 206-296-7387. That's 206-296-7387. Nance, thanks for joining us again, and let's hope we have some good news that some of these animals are going home next week.
Right,
on
Mother's
Day.
Mothers.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we will talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
Thanks,
Thank
Nancy.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, boy, that wraps up another hour of Animal World, but we are here until noon today. Gary is doing a bang-up job walking back and forth, so phone lines are open if you'd like a copy. Do we still have books and liver treats to give away?
One more book, I think.
One more book? Okay. So we've got one more copy of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Phone numbers local, 425-373-5527. Long distance, 888-298-5569. Comments and questions also can be emailed to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We're turning this hour right around. Stay with us. Vet Sunday continues on Animal World straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Rob and I created Conscious Talk as a platform for thousands of listeners like you to tune in and participate with us in expanding consciousness individually and collectively in these times of profound change.
Brenda and I are committed to changing the world one listener at a time, and we invite you to join us on this journey and become a member of our Conscious Talk family. Conscious Talk strives to provide each listener information, motivation, and a dose of reality grounded in interviews with today's world changers and soul shapers.
So come join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3, or stream us live at ConsciousTalk.net for interviews and information that hold the potential to brighten your day and change your life. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you always wanted to be able to talk with your animal companions? Now you can. I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals radio show, the show that lets you talk with your animals. Every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m., our show is dedicated to taking your calls and asking your animal companions the things you most want to know from them. We can talk about anything, including health, behaviors, emotions, upcoming events in your lives, medical issues, and transitions. I even talk with deceased animals and humans. You'll learn about how to communicate with and understand your animal kids better, their point of view, and alternative ways of relating to the wonderful animals who grace your life. Twice a month, we feature guests who present their specialty and answer your questions. Animals have amazing, wonderful, and very often surprising things to say. If you love your animals, you're going to love listening to Talk With Your Animals Wednesdays at noon. Talk With Your Animals is a show both you and your pets are going to love. Tune in Wednesdays at noon.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat With Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat With Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat With Women on 1150 KTNW.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial, even HD radio. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And if you missed the live broadcast, you can always go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and on the home page, you will find a link to our audio archives, and you can listen to the show at your leisure, 1 hour at a time, via podcast. So that's cool. Now, you'll also find links to all of our advertisers' websites on the homepage and a lot of great information for you there. Now, phone lines will be open for the rest of the hour, and we would be delighted to hear from you. We will entertain any of your animal medical care questions. If you have human medical care questions related to the Pluckner syndrome, the endocrine immune imbalance, we'll take those too. Or comments about anything that we've talked about, questions about vaccines, questions about what our next subject's going to be, estrogen in foods and so forth. We'll be talking about that. But we'd love to hear from you also. We still have a copy of Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. We can give you a free copy of the book. We also have Wagon Tails Liver Cookies and Treats, the best treats on the planet. We'd love to give you some of them. Now, the numbers to call. And don't be surprised if you just get put on hold for a few seconds before Gary can get to the phone, but if he can run in and answer, he will. And I have to say that Gary is doing a bang-up job with this, but I totally messed up during the break because I went in to answer the phone and I think I cut somebody off. So call us back. Local number 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Long distance 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email during the live broadcast to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Only during the broadcast, because we don't deal with that mailbox anytime other than during the show, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you want to get a hold of Animal World during the week, you can do that through the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Lots of great information for you there, and the current events, the shelter stuff, sponsor and advertiser connections, and you name it, ton of stuff there. Now, you can send me an email through to my home office computer, and that there's a link on the website, Contact Martha, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you need my services, you know, when I'm not on the air, I am being an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I would love to work with you and your animal friends, help you understand them and solve any behavior training or healing issues that you've got going on. I do not work via email, however. You can certainly send me a synopsis of what's going on with your animal friends, follow up with a phone call. The best way to get a hold of me is bug my voicemail. And by the way, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so it's always worth calling me. The number is... It is Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, 206-525-2016. Let's see. Now, if you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email because it's easier to get to my webmaster, Rhonda, that way at Indigo Dog. Or if you need to post something to Animal World, the mailing address is 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington, 98105. And you will find all the contact information for me and for Animal World on the homepage at MarthaNorwalk.com. Now, if you want to get a hold of Sandy, you can do that through her website, www.animalnature.com. And if you want more of Gary, you can just tune in Monday evening for Sports Tangle with Gary Hill, 8 to 9 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Right, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a website, sportstangle.com, right? Yeah. Okay. Did I cover all the bases?
I think so.
Believe that I did. Caller Gary will come in and find out what's going on with you as soon as we get Dr. Al back. So it is time to get back to Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Dr. Al, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, good.
Can I make a real quick comment on allergies and animals?
You can make a long comment if you like. You can make any kind of comment.
Well, from the animal shelters to the veterinarians, so on and so forth, there are so many children or people that would love to have an animal, dog or cat, that seem to be allergic to it.
Ah.
You know, and a turtle's not often the answer.
Yeah.
It's fine. But the point of it is, Martha, what they don't realize is in a family, if there is somebody that's allergic to the animal, you can't have one. If there is somebody there that's not allergic, it's so easy to take that dog or cat and once a week bathe them in head and, say, some kind of a dandruff shampoo.
Yeah, you were going to say Head and Shoulders probably, huh?
Yeah, Head and Shoulders, because that kills fleas. But like you said, there are a whole bunch of soaps you can use if you leave it on long enough.
Yeah, Selsun Blue is a good one.
Yeah, and it actually, when you do that, after you do that, then you do a conditioner. So what you've done is you've taken the scurf away, which is the allergen, and you polarize the coat. And then what you do with cats, which is real easy, go to your vet for this. Many times you see these wonderful cats that race around the house with their almond eyes, with their tail that's probably 3 inches wide.
Yeah.
With all the hair. What you do is, which is real simple, you can take like a drop of an injectable tranquilizer called acepromazine.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in 2 ounces of water, and once a day, put a drop into the cat's food. And what it does is it anesthetizes the muscles that pull the hair out, called erector pili.
Hmm.
And so they can't throw all that stuff off their tail, and if there's very little anyway if they've been bathed. And if you do this once a week, many, many, many times you can take some of these wonderful animals and have them in your home, even if you do have allergies to them, because it's basically the scurf coming off the skin.
Well, you know, that reminds me of a study that we reported on years ago on the show, and it was in a book by a veterinarian, and I can't remember the name of the vet, I can't remember the book, but I know I had her on the show. And this study that she was talking about was, they had two groups, the test group and the control group, and they were testing a new shampoo that was supposed to eliminate the human allergen on animals' skin and hair coats.
Right.
And this was for cats. I think it was a cat study, I believe. And so they had the control group that was bathed once a month in this special shampoo.
Right.
And that was the test group. Then there's a control group was bathed once a month in just a generic shampoo.
Right.
Now, all of the cats tested positive going into the study for the human allergen on their skin and hair coats.
Okay.
What they found out at the end of a year, the cats were all bathed once a month, either with this new allergy shampoo or just a generic shampoo. At the end of the year, all of the cats, 100% of them, were free of any human allergen.
Right.
So
it's been that way for a long time. I've done this for 30, 35, 40 years now.
Yeah.
With their children that, you know, they go, oh, we can't come into the hospital because we're allergic to cats, so on and so forth, and dogs.
Right.
And it works. It works beautifully. The other end of the stick, too, is on any shampoo you're going to be using on your dog or cat, what you want to do, I don't care you know, what they tell you, how great it is, it's going to do this and this. You know what you do? You take a felt pen, and on the tummy, where there's less air, do a circle the size of a quarter, and you can take a little bit of that shampoo with a Q-tip or your finger and put it right in the middle of that quarter.
Yeah.
And leave it there for an hour.
Uh-huh.
And then wash it off. If it's red, that's a bad shampoo for your animal. Don't use it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because then it's all over your body. So, well, I'm going to try it. And then I go, the itching and scratching, I did an oatmeal shampoo. I did this. I did that. And it got worse.
They might be reacting to the shampoo is what you're saying.
Exactly. And the way you tell with any animal whether they have my syndrome or not, you can have a physical problem just because there's something in the shampoo that irritates, even though they have all these claims. So this is how you do it, Martha. You do the little circle on the tummy, leave it there for an hour. If it does not turn red, then it's probably safe to use in your animal.
Okay, well now, and I would just, caveat there is I would make sure that you supervise your animal during that hour so they don't lick it off.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
If the tongue turns red, you know it's bad.
Ooh, all right.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, we have got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will continue with Vet Sunday. And Gary, do we have a caller?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that Dr. Bleem? Oh, okay. Well, Dr. Bernie's joined us. So we will we'll get Dr. Bleem on this conversation when we return. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created the Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it up. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a missing link formula for dogs. There's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like house rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula and a horse formula and Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online www.designinghealth.com.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Mother's Day is a wonderful time to honor the one who gave us life, sacrificed for us, and raised us. But if your mother or grandmother has passed away, or if you have lost the dream of becoming a mother yourself, Mother's Day can be bittersweet. Join metaphysical mother Robin Alexis, medium and author, as she helps to reopen those lost connections, bridge the gap between those here and those who have passed on, and give you a look into past lives between mothers and their own children. Join metaphysical mother Robin Alexis at the East West Bookshop on Mother's Day, May 10th at 3 p.m. This event is free. Robin will be signing her books, Raising Humanity and Robin's Song, Treasure Your Soul's Wisdom, and doing free readings on Mother's Day, May 10th at 3 p.m. at the East West Bookshop in Seattle. Come meet Robin in person. It's an afternoon you'll never forget and a great way to honor your mother. The East West Bookshop is located at 6500 Roosevelt Way Northeast in Seattle.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, ooh, that sounds like fun. We're in the jungle. Woohoo! Martha Norwalk here, and saying thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the first Sunday of the month, and that means Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. Dr. Al is with us. Dr. Al, you there? Dr. Al? Ooh. He's there? Dr. Al?
Still here.
There you are. Okay. Gary's just getting you up again. Let's see. Now, we talked about earlier in the show, you know, Dr. Bernie Bleem from Illinois, who is, well, relatively new at your imbalance and protocol, but he's been joining us for the last few months, and we always are delighted. But it is his family day, and last month he was, I don't know, in the middle of some crazy shopping stuff, and so we told him to play it by ear, whether he could call in or not, and he has joined us. So let's check in and see how Dr. Bernie's doing. Dr. Bernie.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Well, I feel like I have my life back.
Oh, what'd you do? Stuff your kids somewhere or what?
Oh. Now I know why my tongue's red all the time.
Oh, your tongue. Oh, okay, you've been licking your shampoo, huh?
I guess.
Doing that, Bernie.
Well, so catch us up now. Dr. Bernie, you're back in Illinois. How's the weather back there?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. I got my garden planted. I'm ready to go. My garlic's looking good. What can I say?
All right.
It's gorgeous here.
All right. Well, it's gorgeous here, too, and it's gorgeous down in California, so I guess the country is good today. All right. So tell us what's going on with you. You were we had a brief conversation yesterday, and you told me there were some interesting things going on in terms of, you know, you've been kind of taking it on under your wing as getting the Al's work out there. And so what's going on with you?
Well, you know, I think the most exciting thing is that, without a doubt, Al's work is real. And the only question is, how is it going to fit every particular case, every particular family?
Yeah.
And I think the economic downturn has kind of slowed us a little bit because I don't have the funding. I was talking to a client this morning, and
yeah.
she's willing to go forward with the process, you know, but you know, they just... It just seems like we're pulling teeth because, like I told her, I can't pay for a thing. She's like, okay, I guess we'll go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some really neat things. We certainly have the ears. Dr. Oliver down in Tennessee got the ear of, and it doesn't matter. These are renowned people who know. They know there's something going on in the adrenal gland. They just can't put their finger on it.
Uh-huh.
Had a meeting at the University of Illinois. And the last thing they told me when they stood up, they said, you know, we knew the problem was in the adrenal gland. We just couldn't put our... I thought those were her words.
Wow.
And I'm like, yep, I don't have an understanding either. Can we work together? That's
right.
What we're trying to do.
Right, because, of course, you know, Dr. Al, you had to make a decision early in your career. Were you going to practice for science and do all the official studies and the double-blind tests and all that kind of stuff, or were you going to practice for your patient because you knew what you were doing was legitimate and you knew it was helping heal your patients? You decided to help your patients.
Well, I'm a clinician.
Yeah. Yeah,
as Bernie is.
But like,
we're here to help our patients. Period.
But still, so that, you know, we don't have all the answers, and this is not a panacea. But it is so critically important. And many say, of course, you're 50 years ahead of your time. But there's still work that needs to be done. So Bernie, you're out there beating the bushes, and it sounds like you're pulling.
And Bernie's
in some,
doing it. Yeah,
you know,
Bernie's
you're pulling in some heavy hitters who can do the work to really figure out what's going on here, huh?
Well, I think the most significant change is that I'm actually getting clients who are interested in saving their animals working towards a better answer. And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong at this point with a profession that says, listen, this is as far as we can take you. There's nothing wrong with a profession that says that. I enjoy working within that profession, but at this point it's cool that we now have a new direction.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
And as far as I'm concerned, X marks the spot. Here's the problem. Here, X marks the spot. Now we just got to figure out how it's going to work.
Yeah.
And I can live with that.
Now, you brought up a good point, Dr. Burney, which, of course, is the economy right now. And a lot of folks, you know, it's affecting everyone, and I think everyone is paying attention to what they spend. And I know one of the problems that I've encountered is my animals are getting older, been having some problems, and realizing just how much everything costs, not just the veterinary world, but that specifically. And I'm having to look at what can I do with my animal friends, you know, cost-wise, you know, in a veterinary circle. It sounds like you're seeing that too, that not everybody can spend the money to do the testing and so forth. Are either of you Dr. Burney, you mentioned it, but what about you, Dr. Al? Is your practice slowing down at all? Are you finding people having to make choices about whether they can treat their animals or not?
Well, the point of it is the treatment does exist and it does work. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Burney knows this too. So there's so many of these people that they can't afford to do the blood test. However, what they have afforded to do before and what it's cost them has not worked.
Mm.
And so with so many of them, it's a trust issue. If you would like me to do something a little different, this is what it is. And with many of them, what I do is you say, hey, please, we can't afford the test. Please treat my animal. So I will, I know Burney does, I'll go ahead and start the injections, start the thyroid, the whole thing, and say, hey, you know what? Once we start getting really, really, really good results, maybe down the road we can just do an IgA, which is really cheap.
That's one of the antibodies.
Yeah, and that's the one that says, can the patient absorb what we're doing orally, or do we need to do an injection every couple of weeks? No big deal. Do the thyroid, and what the IgA does down the road when the patient is really doing well is it says, hey, are we giving enough cortisol as a physiological replacement, too much or too little? And so I've done a tremendous amount of this over the years because the people can't afford it. So why, you know, when it comes down to this, why do you have to be rich to have health? Give me a break. It doesn't work that way.
All right, so you anticipated my next question, Dr. Al. I was going to ask you if you ever just treat the imbalance without doing the blood test to confirm it, and apparently you do.
And I have a stamp I made up, and people know this, and they sign it saying, hey, I'm more than happy to start the treatment without blood tests. Because, you know, as Burney knows, being a plain rap veterinarian, the academia is going, you can't do that. Well, yeah, I don't want a statistic. I want a live patient. And I'm here to heal my patient, not my wallet. So I will do, as a clinician, as Burney will do, everything I can to make sure that my patient lives, period.
And I see. But you have the patient or the client assign a disclaimer.
Well, yeah.
Cover your rear.
Well, yeah, so they don't come back later and go, well, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Because the problem is, you know, it's what I do has been controversial for 45 years now.
Right.
And if they go to another veterinarian, as Burney knows, they go, oh, my gosh, you can't do that. Well, okay, die by the book then.
Well, now, Dr. Burney, you've been out, you're talking about this all over the place. Are you running into the same controversy when you talk to other doctors about the Pleckner syndrome?
Oh, yeah.
Here's where I would put it. I believe in Al's work enough to where probably 60% of the time I don't even bother doing the test because they can't afford it.
Oh.
But I can tell you that if you start the protocol,
yeah,
and just getting a feel for how the animal reacts, you know whether they got the syndrome or not. The economy may be down, but I'll tell you what, nothing has changed in my 24 years of practice. You've either got people who want to go to Walmart and spend their money or spend their money on, and I'm not trying to be judgmental. What I'm saying is either based because of ignorance or just because of family values or whatever, they're going to say, listen, this is how much I'm going to put in my budget for your animal. And so I don't think anything has changed by introducing, trying to introduce something new. Heck, when they first figured out that lysodrin was what was suppressing the function of the adrenal gland, you know, that was an amazing discovery, but not everybody bought into it right away. I mean, this is basically, this is a step forward. Nothing's really changed in people making decisions. And I think what I do with it is I say, look, this is real, it works, and you know, there's no difference. I can give a cat a shot of penicillin, something, let's say, that's very, very well known, very supported by the profession, and the cat can die from an anaphylactic shock reaction.
That's
so this
true.
Is nothing different than stuff we've been practicing a long time. So I don't really have too many considerations, because, and I don't even have anybody sign anything, because the bottom line is, only Jesus Christ himself ever knew what was wrong with the patient.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
seriously.
It doesn't work, right?
What'd you say?
I tell my clients, hey, you know, I can tell you all the stuff. You can listen to it. You can do whatever you want to. But the proof of the pudding is it either works for the pet or it does not.
Nora, I was just going to pick up your call. I'm sorry that you couldn't wait. So, Nora, if you're listening, call right back, because I was just going to put you on the air. I'm sorry I kept you waiting too long. And at any rate, if you want to call, if you have a question for our vets today, 425-373-5527 is local, 888-298-5569 is long distance. And like I said, Nora, who was holding, Gary, did you know what she wanted to know about? No, he doesn't know, but hopefully she'll call us back and we'll get you on the line. But interesting, Dr. Burney, that you said 60% of your patients, you're not doing the testing, you're just doing the treatment.
Unfortunately, 60%, I mean, I would like any veterinarian, save the people who are practicing somewhere where everybody's got as much money as God, who actually say, hey, yeah, I'm able to do the blood every time. I don't care if it's a CBC or whatever.
Right.
Most of the patients that come into our hospital cannot afford it. You know, they opt to, hey, doc, give your best guess.
Yeah.
I mean, and I can take up more time and tell all kinds of stories, and so can Al, but the bottom line is, you know, we have to work by instincts, and there is something to this adrenal gland thing. I think that the world should know that I think it's a big chunk we haven't been looking at. And we don't understand it, but by golly, we're going to move towards it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to shy away from it.
Now, you know, we explained earlier in the show about the Pleckner syndrome and this basic endocrine immune imbalance, and about the total estrogen that, you know, is the problem, or the adrenal estrogen that really has been missed by, you know, the medical community. But there's also the possibility that this imbalance is inflamed or maybe exaggerated due to other outside sources of estrogen. And have you done any work yet, Dr. Burney, with, you know, food and estrogens in food?
You know, when I worked in cattle, there was a tremendous problem because the molds were making estrogens, you know. And if you look around here, the grain
molds?
Of corn.
Did you say the?
Yeah, molds.
Mold. M-O-L-D.
Yeah, like mildew.
Mildew.
Like mildew.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
You know?
Moldy corn poisoning.
Moldy corn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you talk about how beautiful it is in Illinois. Well, right now, and this is an unfortunate way, but, you know, my dad, before he died, used to point out that all these corn piles that are laying around untarped during the winter. I mean, that's grade 3 corn or whatever it is. And that used to have a tremendous impact on the dairy industry, because that's where I came from. I was a dairy farmer's son.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as animals, right now, toxins, molds, affecting insulin levels, and Dr. Plecker, you may disagree or you may agree. I think toxins that affect the function of the adrenal gland are going to give you second effects. So it's a secondary effect is what I'm seeing.
What do you think,
Not
Dr. Al?
Well, yeah, no. Bernie, I agree 100%. And like I say, any toxins, what comes in from the environment, whether it's, you know, the estrogen, whatever it is, mold and fungi, what it seems to do is the sensitive area happens to be the middle layer of the adrenal cortex. And so it's a cortisol production. And, you know, the interesting thing is cortisol is probably the most important hormonal secretion in the body, and it's the most feared. But I agree with you. But everything seems to hit the middle layer. I don't care what it is. But once that happens and that cortisol changes, you end up with chronic disease. Because chronicity literally is a sign of the syndrome. Because if the body's normal, you don't have chronic disease.
Well, and I want to bring up, what about, I've got an article in my hand that was sent to me by Peg, you know, one of our regular contributors here on Vet Sunday. And folks,
Peg Bauer?
Yeah, yeah. And folks, if you want to pull this up online, it's about soy. And the website it comes from is consumerhealth.org. Consumerhealth.org. Search The Ploy of Soy by Sally Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N. It's a 9-page article all about soy. And I'll tell you what, it is the most comprehensive and I think the best article I've ever seen. I personally, since, you know, been having Dr. Al on the air and understand about the phytoestrogens in soy, I stay away from it. But in this article, when they tell you about the difference between how it is processed here and traditionally in the Eastern Hemisphere, and not only the phytoestrogens, but all the other crap in it. What do you guys think about soy?
Well, go ahead, Bern. I know what soy is, as you do.
Bernie, are you still there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what do you guys think about soy?
Well, it's got estradiol in it. And if you look at that articles I've got on one of the websites, you look at it, you'd be shocked. Because oat bran, a lot of stuff has estrogen in it, as do potatoes. As do pomegranates.
Oat bran has it in? Has estrogen in it? Oh, jeez,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, my response is clearly that, I'm going to take a group of dogs and we're going to make sure they have no soy, and we're going to take a group of dogs and let them have some soy. You know, because mm-hmm. unfortunately, the level of processing has something to do with this.
Yeah.
Right, that's what
so
this article talks a lot
very,
about, the processing of the soy.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference, according to this research.
It does, though. It does. Yeah. There are ways that the estrogen is, or estradiol is what you're looking at in soy.
Yeah. All right. Let's not lose another caller here, because we've got Janet calling from somewhere about something. She's got a question. Good morning, Janet. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie. Hey, Janet, are you there?
Yeah, this is Jan. I'm here.
Hi, Jan.
See, I have a 15-month-old little miniature poodle, and I've had her for 4 months, and she's not spayed when I received her, and she's going in this week to get spayed.
Uh-huh.
And is there any special questions I should ask? This surgery scares me.
Oh, Dr. Al, she's scared of spaying her 15-month-old miniature poodle. What shouldn't you tell her?
Well, probably like Dr. Bernie. I think the fear here is the anesthesia, not the surgery.
Anesthesia?
What can you do to reduce the fear of the anesthesia?
Janet, have you got a radio or something on in the background?
Yes, I do. I'll turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off, because that's interfering.
Okay.
There we go.
I think with, and Bernie, please, you know.
Okay.
There,
I'm in,
that's
if
better.
You will on this, but normally, at least in the practice I'm in, I use a minimal amount of Ketacet and Valium. IV, just to induce the animal a little bit, and then I basically have the staff cone them down with isoflurane, and the surgeries are done. Once the isoflurane's off, they're kind of up the whole thing. It seems to be very, very safe.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've used other things, too.
To put Bernie's line on hold because with the three lines going, it was creating some interference.
Okay.
The main thing is find out what kind of anesthesia is going to be given. See if you can go to gas mainly.
Gas?
She's a small poodle. How big is she?
She's a miniature poodle, 14 pounds.
Okay, many times they can put them in one of these plastic boxes with the gas going in and then go ahead and intubate them and, you know, et cetera. But that's the safest thing to do.
Okay.
Well, and you know, isn't it true to say, Dr. Al, I mean, spaying is one of the most routine surgeries for dogs and cats, and it's pretty cut and dried, and rarely is there a problem. you know, as long as you've got a veterinarian that you trust and know what they're doing. And now, is your dog, Janet, has your dog been normal and healthy for the first 15 months of her life?
I've only had it for four, yes. She's been very healthy. She's very active, very friendly. She's just a lover.
Okay, well, what is the reason, you think, for your fear? Why are you concerned about this?
Oh, I don't know. A couple of years ago, a friend had a dog die during surgery. Okay. So, anyway.
Okay.
You know, realistically, believe it or not, I think... an ovarian hysterectomy can be a tough thing because you need to tie off the ovaries, the arteries of the ovaries. You need to tie things off correctly, so on and so forth. But I did a tremendous amount of surgery for many, many years. It was a guy that took the first meniscal cartilage out of a dog's knee in 1967, did this. I've been involved. And one of the reasons I don't do surgery is it's not so much the surgery. It's the anesthesia. Now that's become much safer, you know, patients used to die from the anesthesia, basically, not from the surgery. So I think you're in good hands. And, again, the more isoflurane gas they can use, I think the better off your puppy will be. And it'll be a straightforward procedure.
Okay.
And I'm sure the veterinarian...
I've heard of laser surgery.
What's that?
Laser surgery. Is laser surgery being used for space?
It's an option. Yes.
You know what? I don't have any knowledge on that.
Oh, okay.
Possibly Bernie does.
Well, and I would say just again, once again, I'd reiterate that it's not the surgery that usually causes the problem. It's the anesthesia.
Okay.
And veterinary medicine now is really as advanced as human medicine. And they do all the, you know, the heart monitoring and the respiratory monitoring,
done,
all that
yes.
sort of stuff that didn't used to be done in veterinary medicine is now common practice. But Janet, I would also tell you that just because you had a friend who had an animal that dies doesn't mean yours is going to. And thought does direct energy. And I would not do this surgery until you get yourself in a position where you can feel good about it.
Comfortable, yes.
And because your fear and worry alone could cause a problem.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So if it doesn't feel good to you yet and you need some help, you can always call me off the air to get you in a point where you can feel good about it because your fear could cause a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you do feel bad about it, you know what? Listen to your intuition. Do not do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it.
But she just went through heat. She just got over that. I don't want to go through that again.
Right. I don't blame you. But we want to make sure that you feel good about it and that you're not fearing and worrying because on a telepathic level, she'll pick that up. Because there's no issue with distance. You think and worry about her, she'll feel it. And you don't want her feeling your fear while she's going through surgery.
You want to
be seeing her do beautifully and waking up and coming home and all of that. You want to support her with your thoughts and your feelings. You don't want to negatively affect her with your fear and your worry. Does that make sense, Jan?
Yes, it does. Okay.
And make sure that it's at least a month to 6 weeks after her heat cycle.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Four to six weeks.
You don't want that excess estrogen from her ovaries in her system at the time because it will cause excess bleeding, which she does not need.
Okay, then I probably won't take her in this month then.
Okay.
They often, you know, spay them when they're, you know, in heat, which, as far as I'm concerned, is really wrong.
Okay. So, the folks, if you're listening, if your dog goes through heat, wait 4 to 6 weeks before doing the spay surgery, unless there's a problem that dictates otherwise. But that's the safest time to do it. All right, you good, Jan?
Yes, I am.
All right, thanks for calling.
I'm glad about this 4 to 6 weeks. I'll definitely wait.
All right, and you call me if you need help dealing with that fear. But we want you thinking positive and feeling good about it when you do the surgery. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Animal World.
Okay.
All right. Let's put everybody on hold for a minute, Gear, and we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we'll come back and finish up with Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the Internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Offer valid through April 30th, 2009. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. You can learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and homeowners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Reiki 1 for animals with Polly Klein on June 6th, Animal Aromatherapy June 13th and 14th with Joan Sarita, and Fundamentals of Animal Massage with Lola Michelin June 13th. For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel, Robin Alexis, at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Hey y'all, it's Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Plechner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And we are joined by Dr. Bernie Bleem, veterinarian from Illinois. Dr. Al, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Dr. Bernie, are you there?
Cool.
Hey, all right. We got a question from one of our listeners wanting to know about estrogenic foods. And if you know of, is there a website or a place that they can go to find out about more foods that have estrogen in them? Do either of you know that?
Yeah, if you look at on my web under foods, actually articles, it says foods that contain natural estrogen. All your information is there.
Okay, whoever the caller was, you go to Dr. Al's website, which is www.drplechner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. On the left side of the homepage, there's a bunch of links, and one of them says articles. Click on that link, and then what was the name of the article again, Dr. Al?
I think it's under foods that contain natural estrogen.
Okay, and you've got information there. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a
lot. I'm sure Dr. Bernie does too.
Are you looking at this, Dr. Bernie? Estrogen in foods.
You know, no.
Okay.
Hey, here's the thing. Okay, the answer is yes. I will. Have I? No. Have Al and I talked about it? Yes. Has it come to a point where that's actually made a difference? You know, I'm still on top of the mountain pushing off the snow. hopefully I'll get to that.
Right.
But no. Yes, after this conversation, maybe this is what's making some of these cases so stubborn.
Well, I could, yeah. That's what always, whenever I'm talking to Al about a stubborn case, he's always saying, look at the food, 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 food.
Yeah.
Now, but let's give people a perspective. Dr. Al's been working with this for like 45 years plus. How long have you been working with Dr. Al's stuff, Dr. Bernie?
Has it been 6 months yet?
I was going to say, maybe 6 months, yeah. So you haven't had all these years to explore all this stuff that Dr. Al has.
You know what, though? He's probably made more impact in 6 months than I have in 45 years. Really.
Well, I tell you, no embarrassment here. I'm absolutely open to this. This is great.
Yeah, well,
I'll tell you in 2 months if it makes a difference.
Well, because where did the, because the caller that called in was mentioning the estrogen in pomegranates, and I think that came up on the air a while ago because of Peg and her bird she's working with, because they can't really do the treatment protocol with the bird yet, but she's just been working specifically with the food that this bird is eating and taking out foods that have estrogen in them. Which are the grains. Is that the grains? Is that
for
the
bam-bam.
You know more about what she's doing, Dr. Al, than I do, but apparently it's making a huge difference for this bird.
Well, yeah, Bam Bam was having seizures all the time, and now it's like once a month. And it's interesting because most of the parrot food and the bird food are high in estrogen.
Uh-huh.
And this is where a lot of the picking of the feathers come from. This is where all the stuff is coming from. I mean, and this is a real easy input. Check the foods first. If it makes a difference, great.
Okay, so there are sources online for estrogenic foods, and if you go to Dr. Al's website, drplechner.com, click on the articles link, and then there is an article about estrogen in foods, where Dr. Al says you can find all that information. So that's very cool.
Yeah, if you're fighting that, I mean, you've got to, and as Dr. Bleem knows too, is that, you know, if you normalize your patient, hormones, antibodies are fine, and you still have a problem. Definitely points to foods, period, right now.
Well, and an example of that would be my Annie Golden Retriever, who I rescued as a puppy, being the most vicious dog on the planet, Golden Retriever on the planet, extreme and irrational aggression, also extreme and irrational fear. She ended up, she is a Plechner Syndrome dog. Her EI1 profile is balanced, has been balanced for a number of years. But in the process, I found out that she is allergic to lamb. So just as Al said, Annie's blood test can be normal, and her endocrine immune system can be balanced according to this plan. But if she eats lamb, it will trigger the aggression, even though her endocrine immune system is stabilized through this protocol. So food allergies kind of do override, don't they, Dr. Al?
They really do. Once the what you find out, it's kind of like the mind of an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Once that lymphocyte is sensitized to that food, even though they say, and the human profession says, well, if you don't eat, if you're allergic to beef, don't eat it for 3 weeks, purge your system, then eat a little bit. Normally, you get a worse reaction. So the point of this, and the shame of it is, as Dr. Bleem knows, is that one of the hang-ups is that when the foods are going, well, we'll change the food, we'll do this. They change the food enough without going to the mechanism. It gets to a point where there's a chance that that animal has nothing on earth it can eat and live.
Yeah.
Because once those immune cells are sensitized, once you restructure the endocrine immune imbalance, then usually the sensitivities don't happen. And as you know, when I did the innovative veterinary diets, what I had people do with the duck and potato, venison and rabbit, fish, is every 3 months do a rotary change.
Well, I still recommend that always. Hypoallergenic formulas, simple formulas, and rotation is so important. Absolutely important. Now, I can also say, you know, Dr. Bill Burlingame up at Quilceta Veterinary Hospital, who is the veterinarian in our area that's done the most cases with the Plechner syndrome and so forth over the last 6 years. And, you know, he just told me recently every single case of canine aggression that he has treated, that has had they've had the imbalance, he's treated them, put them on the hypoallergenic diet, and the aggression has gone away. He says every single time the client has come back in and said, Dr. Bill, the aggression is coming back, he says every single time it's because they changed the food.
Right. A number of years ago, a trainer down here, Michael Chill, real good guy, had a husband, wife, and child that their Labrador would absolutely go after the child and the wife.
Oh,
and at that time, didn't do the endocrine immune, just said, hey, let's change the food. Let's go to lamb and rice at that time. So that's what happened. Dog was fine. And a Thursday night, never forget it, they had a little beef left over from steak, gave it to the dog, took about an hour, and the wife ended up in emergency. The dog just absolutely ate her alive.
Wow.
And with idiopathic epilepsy, people have to realize, even mayonnaise, whatever, you give that patient a food that the lymphocytes are sensitive to, you can have cluster seizures. Foods are really important, particularly when you've got this syndrome going.
Yeah, yeah, it is super, super important. And I think that the food allergy business is very important with humans also in this syndrome.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Humans and dogs, I think, have the most problems, wouldn't you say, Dr. Al? It's the food allergies most important with dogs and humans, not as critical or not as common in cats and horses.
Cats, exactly. Normally when the cats seem to have a vomiting, diarrhea, the whole bit, it's not from a food sensitivity, it's from the imbalance.
Yeah. All right. Well, that certainly makes sense.
What does Dr. Bleem think? What do you think, Bernie?
Are you seeing, Dr. Bernie, am I understanding you correctly that it's just been too soon for you to get into foods a lot with this, or are you seeing a correlation with food and these problems?
Yeah, I've worked over 20 years in food allergies, ever since they started making the IgE RAS test.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you, And the thing is this is not a program to argue. I think cats are just as involved. But you know, that's my opinion. And what you're going to see in cats, you're going to see your ears. You're going to see, if you open up the mouth, definitely that red line.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Fleckner has talked about. I believe that the Dr. Sandy Manfrover, U of I, is definitely on board with food sensitivities causing gum-related issues in cats. I think they have stomatitis, inflammatory bowel disease. I got to say, horses, I really think that if we relook at that, you're going to see horses, cats are just as involved.
Yeah, okay.
And people are spending big bucks to keep their horses healthy, and that's a big animal to try to keep away from an allergen. But,
yeah.
But you know, and I'm not arguing with you guys because it's a program where we're trying to get more information out.
I agree, if you take a look, it's
just as bad.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. And unfortunately, we're out of time, so we're going to leave it there. I want to thank you, Dr. Al, for spending your Sunday morning with us here.
Dr.
Bernie, thank you for taking away from your day with your family. We appreciate having you here, and we'll talk to you both again the first Sunday of next month. Well, Dr. Bernie, if he can arrange the time, Dr. Al will definitely be here the first Sunday of June. And y'all have a great week. Appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, Dr. Al's book is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it on the same subject. If you want more information, go to Dr. Al's website, www.drplechner.com. Remember to click on the articles. There's tons of articles there, and you can really get yourself educated with Al's articles. So take the time to do that. All right, let's remember, after the show today, Mystic Radio, a rebroadcast of Mystic Radio will be on for, what, about 45 minutes, Gare? About 45 minutes. So here, Robin and Bob. And remember, mark your calendars for next Sunday, Mother's Day. Robin will be presenting live at East West Bookshop from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Robin's asked me to be there, so I'll be there. I hope you'll join us, too. So that's next Sunday, Mother's Day, East West Bookshop in Seattle, the corner of Northeast 65th and Roosevelt Way Northeast, 3 to 5 p.m. Hope to see you there. All right, next week, it's Mother's Day. Woohoo! And remember, if you are the mother of an animal, companion, which, you know, they think of us as our moms, we think of them as our kids, and there is no other human to do Mother's Day for you in the family. Remember, your animals would like to give you something for Mother's Day, so you get to go out and buy something for yourself, and then just show it to your animal friends and let them know that it's their gift to you for Mother's Day. Woohoo! How fun is that? Shop for yourself. So make sure that you do take care of yourself on Mother's Day. Our animals appreciate us. And we will be celebrating next week with Barb from Wagon Tails Liver Cookies and Liz Mitten Ryan, the author of One with the Herd, and her newest book, The Truth According to Horses. It'll be a wonderful show. I hope you will be here to share what the horses are telling her and her incredible work with animals, and some blowout giveaways on Mother's Day. Even if Sandy isn't here, we proved today, Gary, we can do it. I'm the only one that messed up the phones. You did great and gave away all the books. Good shape. So thank you, Gary. Really appreciate it. Stay tuned for Mystic Radio.